When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People have been saying that Ryan Garcia has been kind of losing his mind. People are saying that he's having a mental breakdown. Some people are speculating that he's on drugs. There is stuff that people that even love him could tell there's something going on. So when I saw him go on this Andrew Tate thing, he explains that they tied him down and made him watch behavior. And Andrew's response was, be careful where you're going. I am terrified for this man. I'm just playing, I don't fight, I do not pray.
I only go the way of Mr. Yahweh. It's not often I sit down with somebody and they say something that makes me think.
Brother, this was great.
I love you guys.
But you give me something to think about. My own damn
way. I had a lot of fun on this interview.
What's up, guys? Welcome back. We're in Arizona. We're at my mom's place and my dad's place and my sister's place and my place. As you can see right here.
Yes.
I'll never forget when we did. By the way, just a little fun story. I photoshopped Joe Coy's face onto this one time.
Do you want me to put it on the screen for
please?
Them to see?
It was a joke, and my dad pulled me aside. He goes, hey, man, why are you replacing me in that? And I was like, dude. I felt so bad about
like,
that.
Loki probably thought that was funny, but Loki, he probably was like, hmm. Like, that probably hurt us a little bit.
No. He pulled me aside. He was very sad.
And now we're bringing it back up and we're putting the picture back up again.
He looked at me. He goes, I thought I did a great job being your dad. Why you replace me with Filipino?
Stop it.
Oh, you had to bring Grace into it, huh?
Always. Anyways, guys, welcome back to the George Jaco Show. Sorry for that crazy intro. We're very, very hopped up and energized and super excited to be here right now.
What cool is it?
To be honest, we have a bunch of things, but we just got hit with some things that we really haven't even done our research on, but we just watched it. We really want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole Ryan Garcia and Andrew Tate conversation.
Wild.
Yeah. That, first of all, what's going on? Like, what's real? What's fake anymore?
All I know is if Andrew Tate is telling you to be careful, you like, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so slow down. Let's break it down for them, right?
Yeah.
So I actually had it in my notes to talk about, everybody's been talking about Ryan Garcia and they're saying that he's kind of losing his mind or he's on some type of drugs. This is what people are saying, dude. Stop looking at me with judgment, bro.
Also the braids. It's the way she's holding your braids.
Yeah, dude,
that's
you're
what's
real
doing
sassy
it.
Right
you
now,
look
dog.
Like a you're real like sassy a popular girl anything. That's like
how
waiting
about
to pick on someone.
I just let me fill them in and then you guys can give your little sassy little input.
Listen, I can't control my reactions to speak.
Oh, did you see? She did the braid thing again. She ran
dude,
it down.
Like, she's like, I can't control. You can't control me. You can't control me. I'm like, damn, bro. Okay, sorry.
Break it down. Break it down.
Okay, let me break it down for you guys. So people have been saying that Ryan Garcia has been kind of losing his mind. A lot of people are saying that he's having a mental breakdown. Some people are speculating that he's on drugs.
Is this all based off like Twitter stuff?
So yeah, if you watch the way he's behaving recently versus the contrast of how he used to behave, there is some stuff that people that even love him could tell there's something going on.
Okay.
Now, before this conversation with Andrew and Ryan took place, I wrote into my notes, and I have my own opinion of Ryan that I kind of wanted to just voice. So I'm going to get into that, and then I'm going to tell you what I feel about this video chat call, because it completely spun me in a whole different direction. Mm-hmm. So when I saw everything online, I thought this, and this is truly how I felt. This industry is very tough. Very, very tough. I was talking to my dad about this the other day. I think it's very unfair what happens, and I'll give you an example. We look at child stars grow up, and now they're on drugs, and they're kind of a mess, and we go, look at them, stupid, they wasted their life, they had this, they had that. But then when I walked into Hollywood, I realized that these poor kids had no chance at like having a good life, a normal life.
And why?
Because of their surroundings and the way that they're squeezing money out of these kids.
Got it.
So when you're involved in Hollywood and you don't have a good home and family, you are now just a money bag to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they will use you and abuse you and do whatever they can. So I told my dad, I go, enough. We need to stop talking about people in the limelight and also start teaching people around us that like, we don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And I find it very sad that a child star didn't have a good home, got reamed. All they wanted to do was perform and make people happy. Mm-hmm. And then they get thrown away. And then the people that they were making happy go, look at you, you sorry excuse of a beep word. And I'm trying my best not to swear. And then we peg them out to be this. So when I saw Ryan Garcia in his last fight admit that somebody from his camp sold him out to let them know where he's injured, my mind went to, okay, this guy is very young, very talented, under extreme scrutiny at every moment of any decision he makes. But then he finds out that his own team, his own family, his own friends could be against him. That is a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
So then maybe I thought to myself, he escaped through stuff that I did when I was going through it. I went to smoke weed because I wanted to numb myself because I didn't want to think about the things that were breaking my heart. And I had to pull myself out of that, get myself, you know, back with God and back with my family. But I was blessed with that mindset to do that. And I was blessed with a good foundation with my mom, my dad, my sister, my friends. And they, to be honest, broke me down, rebuild me up for me to be able to be in this industry.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. But if a man doesn't have that, and we've seen that his team is selling him out, what are they doing behind closed doors that we don't even know about? So that kind of broke my heart. And I'm like, that sucks that now even his own fan base or people are like trying to drag him down. It's like, bro, like you couldn't, the people that talk about him couldn't stand in his shoes. So I wanted to publicly stand out and say, hey, bro, like if you need me, we've talked. I can't get a hold of him, by the way. This is the weird part. I can't get a hold of him. Just to talk to him as a friend, just to be there for him as a friend. And that's what worried me. And I was going to get on the podcast and talk highly about him and try to motivate him from a screen and also maybe try to change people's perspective on how we should really be monitoring people that are being entertainers. You mm-hmm. know? Okay, so that was my thought then.
Yeah.
But then I hear him go on this Andrew Tate thing. And what scared me is, and a lot of people are saying that Andrew was a little sus about how he was talking to Ryan, being like, yo, be careful, blah, blah, blah. But if you really believe in these spiritual warfare or whatever that's going on in this world, from hanging out with Andrew and also hanging out with Ryan, my perspective is Ryan finally had the last straw on what's going on, what he explains in this video, that they tied him down and made him watch pedophile behavior.
It was more graphic than that.
I just don't want to. I don't want
to. Of course, you shouldn't. But it was dark. It was a really
very dark image he painted. And Andrew's response was, "Be careful where you're going."
And if Andrew is telling you that,
you got to be careful. Sometimes a lot of people want to just that. I don't care. But it's like, if you want to win the war, be smart. And a lot of people are saying, is Andrew a part of them now? Because he's trying to get him to be quiet and be like, but I think he was looking at him like a little brother, like, oh, you finally understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. You should really be quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that we are seeing what I feel to be maybe a meltdown or maybe a drug used to get away from something, or maybe what's true is that what he's saying is, oh, like they made me do this or blah, blah, blah. Like all the graphic things, which I would highly advise you go watch this video of him and Andrew talking. It's hard to know what's real anymore, dude. Mm-hmm. And this is a scary thing to be a part of. Before you guys chime in, because I know I have been ranting, this is my one thing. Say it is real, say it isn't real. I think the most dangerous part of life is confusing reality with non-reality so that way you could get away with really bad things and people could be numb to it and be like, well, we don't even know. Like, I'll give you an example. School shootings. When we first heard about them, we were like, bro, what? That's crazy. I knew people that would even go to work because they were sobbing. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, oh, school shooting, which state? Like, you get numb to it.
Yeah.
The numb part is what scares me.
Desensitized.
Being desensitized to these type of behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've gotten this whole painting pictured.
Nice.
Please, fill me in on your guys' thoughts.
Well, if I may. I just, you know, and I don't know a whole lot about Ryan, but from, you know, you having a relationship with him, you know, throughout the years and things like that, and the character that he's shown, I feel like now this information coming out, it just seems like to me there is no reason why Ryan would have any reason to go on Andrew Tate and make this up. That's why I think, like, if he's saying this, I do feel like in my heart, then he's telling the truth, because him going on and lying wouldn't this would only hurt his career. And it's something so big and heavy. I don't think that it's something that he would make up. And then if that's the case, and if this is real, I mean, there's not a single person here who can understand what he's going through and how he's feeling. And so I just think that it's like, okay, well then if he has been acting a little weird on Instagram, then clearly this situation, this graphic situation that he explains on Andrew Tate, it's clearly not probably the only situation that's happened. I'm sure there's been small things that's happened leading up to this.
He also said that they molested him at two. That's a crazy statement, bro.
Yeah. So already if you're dealing with that trauma on yourself, right? You went through that when you're 2 years old. We don't know his shoes. We don't know his position. And so I think people, you know, you said like, oh, he had been acting a little weird on Instagram beforehand. It's probably because God knows what's been going on in his life right now. And he has probably been trying to do whatever he can to make himself feel sane, make himself feel okay. So I don't think that his behavior like online has to dictate like whether what he said is true or not, you know? Like, I think he's going through about? Like, I think he's going through it. So something is clearly going on.
Yeah, I get it, but you going through it and then saying some stuff like that is two different things, dude. You can't.
Well, also, he's also said he had proof. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. It's like, we just heard about this.
I'm just confused because how do you have your phone, but then you don't have your phone?
Yeah.
You don't have access to your social medias, but then you do have social media access.
It sounded kind of manic. To a certain degree. I don't want to point fingers or anything, or I don't want to say that he's making anything up, but it sucks that we're in this time where if he was making it up, we'd go, oh, that makes sense, because
But why that? You know what I mean? Like, that's
very left field.
But here's the thing, bro. Bell's, like, what she's saying has a lot of weight to it, because it's not like he's trying to get famous. The kid has millions of people tuning into his fights.
He's in an amazing spot right now. Why would he, you know?
Yeah.
But also, it's like, even if it was true, I feel like that was like a crazy way to go about. I mean, he maybe wanted to get the news out quicker. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's such a... I know it sounds messed up for me to say this, but it's more dangerous for you to lie about that.
Of course, it is
to see that, if that makes sense. It would break my heart to know that it's true. It would also break my heart to know that it's fake. Because then I'm like, dude, there's people that deal with this on a real basis. Mm. And you're just watering it down so that then the next person that talks about it is not a real thing. But also, again, it's like, why is he doing that? He has a fight coming up. He has all this stuff going on. Like, I don't know. I have parasites.
Yeah, you do. He has parasites.
Pray for George.
Honestly, dude, not even joking, bro. Like, I have parasites.
No, this is crazy. This is crazy.
I didn't even tell Reed all of this because we were waiting for the podcast. But basically, long story short, I'm just like, for about a few years, I went through some shit and I was like trying to figure it out. Now I'm going back to my, hold on. I'm going to start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So when everything started working out for me and my podcast and everything that's going on, I was like, cool. Now I could build my foundation and then grow from it, right? One of the things was being disciplined, and I spoke that into existence this year, and I held myself accountable, so much so that God provided an opportunity where two young women that fear God were like, yo, watch your mouth. And then now I'm like, oh, I got to watch my mouth. And I had no idea how hard watching my mouth was. I had no idea.
But you asked for the lesson, you got it.
Yeah, and I got it. And so I'm trying to deal with that. And then through that process, I was like, man, this is really hard. And when you focus on something, you all of a sudden like realize, oh, there's so much more. You know what it was? I pulled my car in for an oil change. Turns out this whole thing is broken. Yeah. And so I realized that I was like, okay, God, like, what else do you want me to be disciplined with? And God's like, yo, like your temple. And in my mind, I thought church. So I was like, all right, maybe I should find like a true church that like I like really spend a lot of time. Cause I go to my Syrian church and then I also bounce around cause I travel a lot. But in my mind, I'm like, maybe he wants me to focus up on church. But then I realized temple means your body, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that. Like your
temple. How did he tell you this about scripture. Your temple? Got it.
So when I talk to God, it's not like he's talking back to me audibly, but dude, I can't explain.
He shows
this.
You what you're supposed to see.
Well, I'll pray. And then all of a sudden, bro, I'm reading it and it's speaking back to me what I asked him.
It's like the answer.
It's a very crazy thing to explain. Only people that really have a relationship with Christ really understand this. Like the word became flesh and then he left us the word again. So when people are like, well, Jesus is not with us. It's like, no. You just don't want Jesus to be with you. He is with you. He's in the gospel. So I'm reading the scripture and he goes, get your temple right. So I started going to the gym. I started eating clean. But then I'm realizing, and this is going to get a little graphic. I realized that I haven't had a solid stool in like 3 years.
The day he told me this and said, "Well, this is what it has always looked like for years," I was like, "I'm sorry, what?" I'm like, "Georgie,
a lot of people could relate to that.
Yeah, dude. It's so, sometimes when you're down, when you're down bad mentally and your body goes with you, when you come back out, you just are so used to how your body's feeling that you're like, this is me now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like, this is me now. Yeah. This is age. Mm-hmm. I'm aging. This is like, this is how 30-year-olds feel.
PSA for everybody. Your stools tell you a lot about how you're doing health-wise.
Bro, and by the way, stool is shit.
No.
Thank you.
Just for other people to...
Poop.
You really...
Poop.
Anyway, so my I'm looking at my poop, and I'm like, that's a...
Also, bro, I remember when I first started working for you, like, over 3 or 2 years?
3 years now, almost.
Yeah, 3 years. Every single day, you'd come down, and, like, I'd have the camera, and we'd start vlogging. Every day, you'd be like... Bro, like, I don't know what I ate last night. Or like, dude, you had food poisoning? Food poisoning every week.
And that's every what's sad, week, bro. Dude. Everybody kept Your thinking I was lying, right? Because they were like, oh, bro, you just got to stop eating gluten and stuff like that. And I got tested for gluten. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you're fine. And
just so thought I'm you like, were super sensitive.
I was super sensitive. But then I would go to other
3 years.
Country. Yeah, bro, for a long time.
3 years.
So finally, God kept telling me, go check your temple. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go check my temple.
How was it?
So I called my friend. His name's Tim, and he's a pharmacist. But he's a pharmacist in a way where he is boots on the ground for the people, not for the money, bro. Yuck. He is here for the people. Almost lost his license during COVID fighting for people. Like, I'm telling you, God's going to bless this man's bloodline forever because of the kind of man he is. Mm-hmm. So I call Tim, and I go, Tim, like, bro, like, this is what's going on with me. And he goes... No, that's not okay. He goes, you need to go get checked. And so I go, I think I have parasites because I Googled what I have and everything that had to do with parasites, I was showing signs of.
Would you mind sharing some of your symptoms just in case like anybody else feels so like they've had this?
I would have to
this?
Run to the bathroom at random times. My stool was always, I was peeing out of my butt. Like I hadn't, like it was, and it was not solid, bro.
You didn't need just to like, say that. I think people
you said be graphic, dude.
I didn't say be graphic.
You're the
said,
first person that's ever
symptoms.
Said that. And when I first heard you say that, I was like, wow, dude, I didn't know a sentence could be that on point, but graphic at the same time. Like, wow, I wish I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah.
Now you know.
So, being out of my butt, and I wake up, and I'm really, really exhausted all the time. And I have to, like, kind of fight, and I would have a lot of brain fog, and I thought it was from smoking. So I'd cut smoking, and that would help, because I'm an idiot. Of course, when you stop smoking, you're going to see some side effects that's good for you. So I stopped smoking for a bit, and I was like, oh, but I'm still, like, going through all these things.
Inflammation in your body?
Oh, inflammation. Let's put it this way. I haven't been to the gym in a week properly, and I've been shedding weight off my body like crazy. I can't wait to get back into the gym. I'm on a lot of medication right now, but but we'll get into that. But so I go and I go to the doctor, and before I even say anything, he's looking in my mouth like this while I'm talking. He goes, open your mouth. And I go, and he goes, whoa. He goes, you got that parasite? And I was like, what? Are you serious? He saw in my mouth. Now, there weren't worms flying
like
around.
Like there was 2 eyes?
Yeah. He goes, yep, that, I know that parasite.
He's kind of cute. What do you name him? It's Jerry.
I had parasite in my mouth that was so bad it came from my gut. So then he ran me through some other test. My equilibrium. I passed tests as if I was drunk. So we were running through tests, and he goes, oh, dude, your eyes are super
constipated.
I'm constipated.
They're over. You're over, messing me up.
Okay, go. Constipated.
Stop it.
He's dyslexic.
You're over
compensating.
Compensating.
You're welcome.
Nice, George.
So I'm over constipated, compensating, and I'm actually both. So I go, what do I do? And he just looks at me. He goes, how's your feet? And now this is a very insecure thing. Okay, no. So my feet have been getting a little funky, dude. Like I just started
like
getting
cheesy.
No, not ew, like that. Not like that. But like they were just like they just didn't look appropriate, right? Like I'd always wear socks because they didn't want to show my feet. And I thought it was athlete's feet, and I was just like, I'm not an athlete right now. Why am I getting this? You know what I mean? Like this is definitely not.
Do you ever
for
wear shoes without socks?
Never.
Okay.
And that's the craziest people. Like, and I was always embarrassed because I'm a clean guy, but people would be like, look at those.
You are very hygienic.
Look at those hooves that he has on his.
Yeah.
And so they would always make comments about my feet, and then I have a rash in the back of my neck. Right here, mm-hmm. where your equilibrium or whatever.
Equilibrium?
Maybe. I think it's like right here. Basically, I had a bunch of parasites back here as well. Not in my hair, but like in my insides.
And do you know what they look like?
No idea.
And he thought that this in the back of his head, because he went to a dermatologist, he thought it was just like dermatitis, you know? Like,
but also, hold on. So check this out. All the other doctors were giving me Band-Aids.
Mm-hmm.
They were giving me cream for this to go away for like a month, and then it would come back. Same for my feet. It would look good for a week, and then it would come back. My body was trying to naturally tell me that I'm loaded with parasites. And I had no idea. So I've been on the medications for like a week. And it when I'm telling you, bro, there's days where I'm like, I feel like I'm 16 again, bro. Like,
wow.
I could feel my skin, my body, my energy, my everything is starting to like come back up. But then there's days where I could really feel like they're just dumping out of me, bro. Like the first day I told Belle, I go, I felt a colony die. Because like I took it and I could hear, like it felt like my stomach was vibrating for a bit.
Freak out.
Oh, we made a joke.
We're back on a high.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm not supposed to have any carbs or sugar because that's what they feed on.
Tough.
So, but
tough.
Bro, I'm doing it.
Yeah, right.
Bro, we're not fasting.
No
right
pasta.
Now, you know what I mean? We're taking medication. You know, but me and Belle would always joke around every time I drink like something that has like sugar in it. We're like, because they're like burning. They're like burning. Ah! And then they get a little sugar and they're like, freak out.
He's like beating them. I'm like, stop it. What are you doing? You're keeping them alive.
He likes them.
Hey guys, this video is sponsored by Vessi. That is the shoes that I'm wearing right now. Now, you guys are probably wondering, George, what's so special about these shoes? Go ahead, pitch. Well, here it is. They're very, very comfortable, but they're durable. And when I mean they're durable, I mean they are durable, bro. Waterproof. Like, I literally could put my toe just like in water like this and I won't feel anything. So if you're in snow, if you're in water, if you like to travel like me where you could wear this in Miami as a cool little fit, like, oh, I'm going to dinner, I look nice. Oh no, I'm going on a snowboarding trip and I'm gonna be walking in snow. It's okay, Vessi. Now you're probably wondering, okay, George, you got my attention, but what's the code, right? How much percentage are you giving us? Get 15% off your first order when you visit www.vessi.com/Janko. Check out the website. I really think you guys would really, really like it. And leave a comment down below if you guys have gotten Vessi before. Thanks for watching and enjoy the rest of the show.
But just so you know, like, you get parasites. Of course you can get parasites, you know, from like bad meat, things like that. But you get it from like fast food, from artificial products, from things that are chemically like made, you know, just... So be aware of that.
I
like
need to
all
get
chemically boxed things.
The reason I brought it up and really hold myself out there for embarrassing like judgment is just to honestly just if I don't want anybody to go through what I went through. So if you're feeling what I'm feeling by yourself and you're like, oh, I don't want to tell anybody, definitely go get checked. You know what's so funny? My cousin came up to me, he's like, oh, you got parasite. Oh, look at Parasite Boy. He's like, oh yeah, what's your symptoms? And I started listing my symptoms. He's like, yeah. Yeah. And then he literally just goes, Caro, I think I have parasites. So he's gonna go get tested. I'm not even joking. I would be in the gym every single day, right? Every single day, busting an hour of cardio and the weightlifting, but I couldn't get anything. And the reason why, and this is what he's explaining, when the food would go through me, they would eat up the nutrients and then pass it through with nothing. Right?
Yeah.
So
they're taking
one week of just eating clean and taking all these vitamins that they're giving me and my whatever things that are killing them. There's a lot of pills, bro. A lot of pills. 1 week, I'm shredding weight off. Like, bro, I can't wait to get back into the gym. And by the way, and vouch for me, guys. Wasn't there times that you would see me and be like, oh, bro, you're looking lean. And then the next day, back to being completely like...
Oh, 100%. He would make such progress in a week and then like all of a sudden would have like... two bad meals and then all his inflammation would come back. But it was like, you
it's
could tell
very
it's like
demotivating. And so the doctor told me that they create fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
So they're literally building a little home
what
inside
assholes,
of me.
Dude.
Yeah, bro. I give you guys a place to stay.
Yeah,
you shit on me like this.
Don't charge you for rent. You just
parasites.
Littering the place.
Yeah.
Okay. But then, so because of all the parasites, you're so imbalanced with, you know, you're missing so many vitamins and stuff. Like, he was super, super, super vitamin D deficient.
Oh, bro.
And that affects you incredibly.
I was under like 20 and I was like, is that bad? He goes, yeah, very. And I was like, oh.
What are you supposed to be, 200? What was the number? Oh, you knew before.
And this was from a blood test or something? Do you remember?
Yeah, blood tests. I spent like 2 racks on like all this shit. It's kind of annoying.
Which is great.
Well spent.
Like,
yo, low key.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well,
That's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well spent.
Low key. Money when it comes to health, I don't ever even question ever question it. Yeah.
Don't take your health for granted and take care of yourself.
I added a new little slither of prayer into my prayer, and I just wanted to share with you guys. If you guys want to add it to yours, I say, I always say, you know, thank you for everything you've given to me. But most importantly, I go, thank you for the things I'm not smart enough to thank you for. There's so many things that, like, later on in life you're like, this is all I care about, but we didn't even give it any attention. And my mom told me this. She goes, remember, your prayers and your actions go together. So when I'm explaining to her about this, I go, do you not feel guilty? And she goes, I do. When she, like, smokes a cigarette, and I was talking about marijuana at the time, and I was like, I feel guilty every time I smoke. I'm like, it's not even worth it anymore. Like, I'm more anxious than I am, like, because I know I'm like, I go, Mom, how do you feel about this? She goes, what hurts me is that I always thank God for my health, but then I celebrate it with a cancer stick. And I was like, man, like, how many times have we, like, our prayers don't match our actions? And so I just started saying, I'm like, God, I'm so dumb, bro. Every year I grow up, the last year I'm judging that guy. I'm like, what's wrong with that guy? Like, how was I dumb enough to blah, blah, blah?
So it's going to keep happening, man.
This self-reflecting of, I am very dumb and nothing I know is true knowledge, and I'm far away from true wisdom. So when I grasped this, I realized, who am I to look at anybody else and what they're going through?
Yeah.
Like, you could look at somebody and be like, let's talk about OnlyFans, right? Oh, she's dumb. Why would she ever blah, 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 blah. You have the wisdom to understand that. But I guarantee you, you're going through something where somebody else would be like, what's this guy doing? Yep. Why is he doing that? Why is he doing blah, 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 blah. So, like, dude, the two things that have just been hammering me this year is, like, gossip, got to get rid of it. And two, start being more grateful than in need. And I said this in the beginning of my podcast in season two, and now all I keep seeing are the things that I just, like, oh, I should have been way more grateful for that. I should have been way more grateful. I mean, even this podcast, right? Like, this podcast is great. Mm-hmm. It's successful. It's putting bread on all of our tables. Amazing. Yeah. But I cherish you guys so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, when we were starting this and I was talking about you and guys.
But to give you credit, you're always talking about it, dude. You're always saying that.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You really vocalize it.
Yeah, 100%.
You're not waiting too late to say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it is known to us that, like, every week it's like, man, I appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah.
So
I do.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's like, I hope you guys know that I don't appreciate you guys because you guys are working with me. I appreciate it because you guys, your actions make me a better human.
Mm-hmm.
So when Reed came into my life and he's like, oh, I'm just about myself and I do my own thing and I really don't care what other people got going on, that was so different than what I was drinking in LA that I was like, oh, I forgot what this feels like. This is who I was. Mm. And then it got me back into believing what I need to believe in.
Mm.
And then I have this unbelievable woman that, like, bro, like, I will say this until I'm blue in the face. The best gift a God could give a man, and this is scripture based, is a good woman. And you are so far past a good woman. Like, you are beyond a good woman. You're like what a good woman looks up to, and she looks in the mirror and goes, "You're gonna be Shauna Della Rica today." Like,
oh, please, no, please.
No, you're an incredible specimen of a human being. And so, like, I know it's called the George Janko Show, but I'm very, very honored to even be able to share that stage with you guys.
I love you, bro. Yeah.
Love you, man. You're the best. And if I may, just because what we were talking about before when you said that.
No.
Okay.
That was so good. That was so respectful. It was like, dude.
Oh, God, please.
Wow.
Was you were speaking about how you said it in a way. It was about...
Was this on the podcast or off a podcast?
No, it was just now. It's like going to go... You were saying how...
You're a specimen of a woman.
No. Specimen. You can't truly speak on other people, even the OnlyFans, and judge them. Be like, why would you do that when there's something you could be doing, right? And I think, like, do you think that that's why? I think one of the most prominent things God teaches us is to not judge other people, because at the end of the day, you truly don't know, like, why these people are making the decisions that they're making, and you don't know what wisdom they've been gifted with or what wisdom they haven't been gifted with. And so, like, the last thing on earth we should do is judge, because we'll never know.
I think somewhat, almost, it's the same thing, just but a little bit more loving. It's kind of like, I see heaven as a house, and it's God's house. And he wants his people and his friends to be around there. If Reed has a housewarming place, he's not inviting strangers to come into his home.
Yeah.
So how you behave is who you are. That's why the scripture says you will know them by their fruits. Mm-hmm. Emily Willis, or anybody who's done these type of adult films, I'll give you a crazy example, like No Jumper. People like jump on him and say like, oh, look at that guy. But it's like all the people that are jumping on No Jumper. Also, you probably watch porn. Mm-hmm. So it's just a bunch of hypocrites pointing at each other, acting like they're
greater. To make themselves feel better.
Yes.
And the truth is that how I see myself is so dirty and so gross in the presence of God that I don't have the time or the luxury to even look at my neighbors and see what they got going on. But if my neighbors need something from me, I'll be there for them, because I'm grateful that I'm put in a position that I can move the way that God moves, and that is with grace and love. Mm-hmm. That is how I see it. Mm-hmm. So when God sees me judging another man, it shakes my bones, because I know I'm going to stand before him naked. And God goes, look how you talked about this guy the same day you came to me and talked to me about forgiving you about this. Mm-hmm. But you made him feel so bad, he went in. Did this and this in his life.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So if I meet God, I know that there's going to be a ton of things I'm going to have to take accountability for. A ton. I ain't trying to add to the list. I'm just trying to like do my best on this earth to be the best reflection of God. And that is by not judging. Because God came down and he never judged anybody. He was just kind of like the cool thing. And I think this is the most gangster thing, bro. Like if you read the Bible, like Jesus was never like just like, you're this type of person. He would just ask them a question to make them reveal themselves.
So mm-hmm. cool.
And that's so much cooler.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And people are always like the Andrew Tate episode, right? They go, oh, look how George challenged him. I didn't challenge Andrew Tate. You think I came into that room trying to challenge Top G? No. I wanted to know who he was, and I was there out of love. Yeah. But then all of a sudden, I got formed into a man that is bigger than I. Here's the thing. There was this video. I wish I could find it again, because, man, it changed my perspective. It looked like it was shot in the 70s. It was like a long time ago. But there was this older woman, and she goes, look at this glove. She goes, look at this glove. This glove, it can't write.
Is it Julia Roberts? Wait, no, not Julia Roberts. Wait, what's her name? Julia Child, the French cook?
Oh, yes.
Maybe. She's like, this can't write. It can't cook. It can't clean.
That's Julia Child.
It can't help its neighbor. It can't do anything. She goes, but when I do this, and she puts this glove on, and she goes, now this glove is capable. And then she starts telling us what it's capable of. And she explains that that's what we are when it comes to the Holy Spirit.
Dang.
Bars.
That's really good.
Bro, bars. Because I'm like, bro, what are we feeding ourselves?
Julia Child.
Yes. Also, here's another thing. I've been trying to start my day with the Bible. And the farthest I've ever got into it is like in my workouts, I'd listen to like Stephen Furtick. But still, I don't feel like I'm doing a good job, right? And my mom said one thing to me that changed my perspective immediately. I know that when I start with God, my day is amazing. I just couldn't put like a picture of what it represented. And my mom goes, when you're building a rock, like tower of rocks, she goes, you put the strongest, biggest rock mm-hmm. at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you stack. She goes, how are you going to put this on top? It's going to crumble your day.
Yeah.
So I started, and I'm not even going to lie to you. It's so hard. It's so funny how hard it is. Even me, it's hard to start my day with God.
Oh, it's so, and I was just going
to
say.
It's such a challenge. Dude, if you want to know how real the devil is, try to start your day with God. And it like, you wouldn't imagine how many cool things. Somebody walks through the door. They're giving free Chick-fil-A for the month. And I'm like sitting in prayer. Oh, I gotta go. And I'm just like, okay, now I can. Dude, you wouldn't believe what's going on over here. Just like, all right. And then last time I'm like, Ryan Garcia's looking at us all. I'm like, all right, dude, I gotta get out of here.
No, but for real. And as you're talking, I was like, dude, I will literally put myself like like out there. Like it is so hard, and it's something that I've been telling myself I need to do every morning, and I failed. I have completely failed, and literally God has sent me like three different people over the course of these last 2 months to tell me how powerful and beautiful it is to start your morning with the Bible. Three different people. And the last person I spoke to, I was speaking to my mom and I was speaking about it to her.
The last person was Moses. I was like, all right, babe, maybe you should have listened to that one.
And I even told her, just listen how like stupid we are as humans. I even told her, yeah, man, mom, you wouldn't believe, like so many people have been telling me this. And so like, I know it's coming from God. I know there's something I need to do. I know I need to start my morning like this. And man, if I don't do it tomorrow morning, I know he's going to be like, Shauna, are you serious? And I still have failed, just so you know.
Bro, comment down below. Just like, if you watch it, just come back to this video and comment down. If you tried, dude, you wouldn't believe. Like, just the weirdest things will get involved in it. I got a Christian joke for you that reminds me of what you just said, which is like a little fun. Okay, check this out.
Are we having fun now?
We got a little fun.
Whoa.
Turned around this day. There was a huge flood warning. They're like, a tsunami is coming. It's going to wipe everybody out. Everybody's going to drown. You need to evacuate.
And I love this joke.
That's not funny, dude. That's dark. People are going to die.
Do you like it?
Crickets.
So he's at his house and everybody's evacuating and their neighbors run. Like, dude, you got to get ready. You got to leave. And the guy's like, don't worry. My God will save me. And they're like, okay. And they're like, leave. All of a sudden, the water starts rising up a little bit more. And then he's like, kind of like getting to the roof. And then so finally, a boat is coming by. And they're like, yo, hop on, bro. Like, we need to get you out of here. And he's like, no. Silly guys. You guys get going. My God is going to save me. And they're like, okay. And then so they just drive off. Finally, the water's up to here. He's on the roof. And he's like swimming a little bit. He's kind of getting out.
The second one was good.
Get on the rope. And he's like, no worries. He's like, my God's gonna save me. And so they're like, whatever. And they just take off. He dies. He gets to heaven. He goes, God, what's the deal, man? I thought you were gonna save me. He goes, I sent your neighbors. I sent the boat. I sent a helicopter. He goes, it's your fault, not mine.
But dude, that's so true.
It's so true. When you hear that, you're like, oh, yeah, it's Jessica.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because... And
it is so funny. The way she pointed at me. Bro.
It's so funny, George.
So funny.
Because that's the joke my mom and I were after we that same conversation I just spoke about where I was like, oh, Sean, you'd be really lit enough to start your morning. We talked about that exact joke, that story in that thing. But wait, let me just tell you something that this wonderful lady told me, Angela from Girls Gone Bible. We were just like talking and she said, no, dude, listen, like, she goes, I would always tell myself, like, no, I don't have the time in the morning. Like, I got to get ready. I got to do my makeup. I got to go. I have so many things I have to do in the morning. I don't have the time. And then she goes, I started my mornings with the Bible. And she goes, and God has given me more time than I need in the morning.
Oh, you have no idea. Whoa. Like, I think we're running past how unbelievable it is. Like, if you start your day with God, you got to remember you're putting on God's armor now. And when you put on God's armor, like, I don't, like the movies and the music and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. The devil's so strong. The demons are so blah, blah. They're nothing. Start your day with God and watch how much of a nothing they are. Like legit nothing, bro. Mm-hmm. They ain't shiz.
Did you see the new Russ song? He's speaking about how the devil is nothing.
Everybody who's listening needs to reach out to Russ and get him on this podcast. Like, this is getting out of hand now. I need him on my podcast.
But have you heard his new song?
No, but I felt like I wanted to talk about something.
I have to be so
I sent
bad.
It to you this morning, but you never watched the reels that I send you.
So. Oh, here we go. Listen, He sends them to you, right?
Yep, everybody and I watch
all
them.
Day.
I will
all
never
day.
Watch you your guys' reels. I will only send.
Bro, I send you such good stuff.
Do you think he'd care? Do you think he'd care if we didn't watch them? Do you think like he'd notice? Yeah, or does, no, is he just purely on a mechanical like, oh, that's funny, I'm sending to these people?
No,
do you think he cares if you watch them?
I specifically choose who would enjoy it. So if you get one from me, I know that you...
Do you know if they've watched them or not? Do you see if they see red or anything?
He asks me all the music. Oh, did you, you know that thing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, I sent you the reel. No, no. And I'm like, oh, okay, I have to go back and watch it. Because normally I watch all of them. So you always ask me if
no,
I watch.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't care. When I send you guys something, mind you, it's not me in my room being like, oh my God, Belle needs to see
no,
this.
You're pooping.
This is what's real.
Yep.
That's still wet. I'll send that one.
Bubba.
You have parasites. I can tell you parasites.
Still.
Parasites. Yeah.
Bear side poops.
I sent you things that I think you would enjoy, and I want you to watch.
Can I tell you on something that I would enjoy?
What is this, the George Janko show?
Thank you. honestly, also, I didn't even know how to like move on.
How do you feel about the Candace Owens episode? How was that experience? And tell us about it.
Candace was one of the people that I like was picturing that if I could get her on my show, that I would prove to the world that we could have cool conversations and I'm at a level where I could compete with other type of podcasts. And it went better than I even dreamt of, because I was really nervous of being here.
Me too.
Because like, bro, she's just some just powerful like chick that's just like, bro, she's like one of those people. Her and Jordan, if they don't agree with you, they'll like, no, I don't agree with you. This is why. And I like those conversations. I feel more confident in those conversations because I don't feel like we're playing a game here.
Yeah.
And when she came on, before the show started, she was putting on her gear. And she looked at me and she goes, before we start, I just want to let you know, I really like what you've done with your career and where you've taken it. And that compliment, talking about like the Christian stuff that I'm doing, all this, it made me realize, like, okay, cool. We're cool here. So there's not going to be any like, because remember, I walked into that podcast thinking that she tweeted at me that one time, but it wasn't even about me.
So funny.
So like, imagine this whole time I'm walking into this being like, I don't know what I was thinking. To be honest, sometimes like I overthink a lot. So I have to kind of like really talk myself.
Also, you think you know who these people are, but you've just seen clips of them.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's hard to tell how they're going to be when you see them in person. But yeah. I will say, like, the thing that made me feel more comfortable when she walked in was that she was wearing really cute pink slippers.
Yeah.
Because she's
a vibe.
I swear to you, she is a vibe.
Yeah. Offset, like, she goes into like this mode. She's really, I felt like she was really cool. Like,
she's like cool, super cool. Yeah. But as soon as she walked, I swear to you, I was like so nervous. And then she walked in and she was wearing really cute pink slippers. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay. And that made me feel so much better. And then she changed to her like professional shoes for the show. But yeah.
Yeah. Also, she's at the stage where they do, it's like, she has like this production company. I think it's Livewire.
Are you talking about
Daily Wire?
Daily Wire.
Nice.
Daily Wire. Their crew, bro. Cause remember when we do stuff, it's us three.
Yeah,
she had like, it looked like so many people. There was like 100 people in this area working on all these different like shows and everything like that. We literally just go, hey, we would like to set something over here. And like we blinked and they had gaffers, they had stage designers and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, she's at a whole different level. Like, she has a real operating team, bro.
That was crazy. I remember walking out and there was like a whole courtroom set.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, this production's nuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. How I felt about her was she's just real, bro.
Yeah.
When I had a conversation with her, I felt like, oh, this is a real human being. This is not like an act. This is not a staged thing. She's not like saying stuff just to get her name out there. Like,
yeah.
What she stands on is her business, and she will be damned before you try to tell her what she's gonna say or what she's gonna think.
100%.
I have to respect that in every vertical possible. I have to respect that.
I was
just upset with one thing. The time.
Oh, yeah.
That did
yeah.
bum me out. We flew out there, and mind you, she just had kids, right? So she has her work to do, which she's just got into the groove of. And when we got there, I thought we were going to run like a 3-hour thing, and we barely got an hour because like she had to leave.
Yeah. It's just like we put so much time into getting there.
Yeah.
And with the things move so fast here.
Yeah.
And there's little oversights. Like we thought for a second we were going to have to film on their set, like the Daily Wire set where it's like a podium, like politics. And we're like, can we do over here? And it's like, okay, we can do that. But these things aren't discussed. And then right before they're like, yeah, she has about an hour. So
yeah.
And we're like, wait, what?
Well, the thing that bummed me out is just like, I didn't get anywhere near my notes. That was just from us flying and having a conversation. We flew by it like it was nothing.
Maybe
and
we need
I
part
really
two,
enjoyed it.
That's how
so
the
she talked
one
about
went.
She talked about that. She said, I would love to do it again. And I feel like as an interviewer or a host, that's the best compliment you want. Is you want them to be like, I'd love to do this again. I enjoyed my time.
Yeah.
Even if we challenge each other, it's still an enjoyable time. I was bummed because I think the reason why I was bummed is because she was one of the people in my mind I looked up into having on my show. So like I was very excited to have her on. And when I found out that I only get an hour, I was grateful for the hour, but I also knew that what could come out of a 3-hour episode it would be so much bigger and better, because within the hour that we stopped, I felt like I was ready to be comfortable to ask her about these questions.
It was like the beginning. Yeah, yeah,
I think her guard just started to go down at the end. You asked that question about how she prays. Yeah. And it was like, oh, whoa, we're getting a different side of Candace. And then it ended. And it's like, I wanted to see that for another hour. Of that side,
you know,
of her.
You're the one that helped me with my interviewing skills, because you said something that completely derailed where I was going to go with it. I wanted to be those guys that are like, I have this question, this question, this question, this question. But then you looked at me and you're like, you know what I love about you on your podcast? You're the same way to your guests that you are with some random dude in an elevator.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And that changed my life. Well, now I treat all my guests like a guy in an elevator.
Yes, dude. You're always asking questions. You'll talk to anybody. You won't know anything about them, and you'll just start talking to them. And within 5 minutes, they'll be opening up about somebody that just passed away or something. It's like, wait, George, how did you get here? Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
And
I'm curious, bro. Here's the reason why. I know this sounds stupid, cheesy, and a lot of people are going to think I'm bullshitting. But like, when I look into strangers' eyes, I just think, why did God create you? Like, what is it about you that God created you, man? Like, there must be something beautiful going on in you that, like, God decided to create you. My mind can't
That's
get over that.
That's such a beautiful thought to think
that
about.
That was really sweet.
But I can't get over the thought of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just treat everybody
Curious
like,
George.
When we were at, when we were interviewing Tony Robbins, and we went to the library to find internet. I had a conversation with this older gentleman.
Well, first of all,
you want
to
tell it?
Well, like, we're driving around and it's day of, and we need to upload. We'd been up all night. We slept for like 3 hours, finished it. Finally, we need to upload in like a couple hours. We're going around literally running internet speed tests at places. We did the Wi-Fi at the hotel and it was like 20 down, 20 up, which is really bad. So we're like, okay, where can we upload? And then I was like, maybe the library. We go to the library. And just you walk in, you're like, this is an interesting place. Do they all smell like this?
And I was like, it smelled weird, bro.
Because I was like, you've never been to a library. It's very clear. So, like, they all smell like this? And then you're like, you're looking around. You're like, is it safe here? And I'm like, yes, George, it's a library.
No.
And then, in my defense, the libraries I went to was just like bombarded by like dangerous homeless people. So when I went to a library that wasn't like that, I was very like, whoa, this is cool.
Libraries are sick. And then I just remember.
It's lit. It was cool. Yeah, but people were vibing there.
And then we set up the laptop and I'm like, I had to get a number so I could log on and blah, blah, blah. And like, there's this older guy and he's like, has white hair and he's like kind of scrunched over a computer. Not the person your average person would just start a conversation with. And George is like, hey, how are you doing? Or something. And the guy's like, like literally goes
so closed off.
Huh?
And so Reed went to go off and get that code. And I was just looking at this guy and I'm like, dude, I need to know this guy. Like, I had to know about this guy. So I just sat there and I remember even asking Reed, I go, do you mind going and finishing this? I wanted to finish up this conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like really into it. And I had the most pleasant conversation with this man. And he turned to me and he smiled and he goes, okay, well, I'll see you later. And it started out with like, get away from me.
Uh-huh.
And then it went to like giving me a hug. And then we wished each other well and we left. And I wanted to do a podcast where instead of interviewing like conversations where, you know, everybody could get something out of it, I want to do one where I go and talk to random people and just show them how easy it is to start a conversation with somebody. Because I feel like people are so scared of starting a conversation, but my God, they're missing out, bro. Mm. Like, I can't tell you how many beautiful moments I've had just by talking to somebody in an elevator or like, bro, like my whole life was from like meeting somebody, just talking to them. Like the worst thing you'll get is rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had so much rejection in my life that to me, rejection is like necessary for growth. Like truly, truly, it's the fertilizer that people don't understand. You need rejection to fertilize everything else. And so I wanted to do a podcast where I just mic myself up and I'll go random places and I'll find somebody and I'll just sit there and I'll have a conversation with somebody random.
I love that.
I want to do that so bad.
That'd be really so cool. Sick.
But not like just like a, hey, we're OnlyFans or $20. You know, like that's stupid
shit. Like the camera
shit.
Could be hidden and then afterwards you can ask them if you can post it or whatever.
Dude, there's got to be a way to do that.
Like I want to have some like cool conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool. But I love that you're sharing that because I think it does make your life so much more like lively when you're out and about and you're not like, you don't feel weird about like, some, like, hey, how are you? Like talking to strangers around you and like having conversations. It truly makes your day so much more fun and beautiful. And yeah, like I love that you're sharing that with, because I know sometimes like I'll be in a store and I don't go and start conversations with people, but sometimes I get excited about certain things and like I need someone to share it with. And I literally did this yesterday when I, because I found a really cute purse for a really good price and there was two of them for that same price. And so I was like, oh, there's no one around me. I can be like, hey. And so I saw this woman. I was like, I don't know if you're a pink girl, but I was like, this purse is this much. And there's a second one right there, you know? And she like appreciated that. We had a good laugh, a good conversation, but like, it just makes your day so much more fun, you know?
You
so,
feel it right afterwards, and, instantly.
You know, it's so funny. I realized this. I met you and I fell in love with your personality, right? And how you're so bubbly. But then when I got in a relationship, very early, there was a stupid thought I had in my head that I feel like every guy thinks. Don't be too friendly to strangers. Because then it's going to make it look like you want them. And then it's going to make me look like I have some girl that just wants somebody else. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And I was about to tell you, like, hey, chill with like that. Like, you know, like, I'd rather have a girl be quiet and only care about me and then hates everybody else. That's randomly what we want.
Of course. Yeah,
but then I was like, the only one who benefits from that is me. Mm. It's my insecurity that this guy's like, oh, she's only with him because he's famous. And look at her. She's talking to so-and-so. I would get paranoid that Belle would be talking, playing with her hair, looking at somebody. And somebody would capture it on a camera and be like, look at her being in love with so-and-so. And I sat there and I go, that's so stupid for me to think this way. And so I literally sat there and I go, I want to go up to my girlfriend with a full conscious thought and be like, I want you to be less like yourself, less happy, less social, so I can feel better about sleeping with you.
Right.
Horrible.
That's crazy. And when I said it out loud, I started giggling and I was like, dude, every guy thinks like this, but we don't have the balls to say this. Here's the thing. If you care so much about what people think about you, it'll affect you to affect the people around you.
Totally.
Now, I don't want them to think Belle's too friendly. Belle, don't be like that. And now I ruined that beautiful part of you that now you're changing about yourself to fit the stupid you need that I her. Need.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this episode.
This was really good.
Yeah.
Let us know how you guys liked it below in the comment section.
Yeah.
And we didn't this time, but don't forget to leave questions for George or us or anybody. Just leave a comment below and we'll bring up the comments on the next one with ones we want to reply to.
Oh, sorry.
Good. Then he won't do that next time.
Yeah.
He's going to be better next time.
Better.
You're going to be better.
Better pizza, better people.
Less parasites.
Better parasites.
No, not better. No parasites.